Grassroots and GOP Senators Choke Migration Giveaway. By Neil Monroe on February 7, 2024. The establishment's latest effort to pass a wealth-shifting migration giveaway lost its Senate vote by 50-49. Just 69 hours after the much-touted text was released to GOP senators and the skeptical public. The vote was a cloture vote, so the supporters fell far short of the needed 60 votes to start a floor debate on the bill. Democratic leader Chuck Schumer cast the 50th vote, which allowed him to revive the establishment-boosted and very unpopular legislation for a later revote. The investor-backed bill would widen the asylum doorway for migrants to get into the United States, and also provide billions of additional dollars to register, transport, shelter, feed, and hide migrants throughout the 2024 election year. "We fought really hard on this," said William Geen, the president of ALIPAC, a grassroots group that opposes politicians who back pro-migration policies. "Now we're going to take the anger and disappointment people have about this attempt to codify Biden's open borders and channel it into the elections against the Democrats and Renos who supported this thing," he told Breitbart. In 2014, Democrats lost 5 Senate seats after pushing the Gang of Eight amnesty through the Senate. In 2024, all but 46 Democrats voted for the Biden-backed, wealth-shifting giveaway. 4 Democrats voted against the bill. Of those, 2 complained because it did not amnesty millions of illegal migrants, and 1 objected because it funded Israel's self-defense against the jihad group, Hamas. 4 Republicans voted for the package, including pro-migration senators Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, Susan Collins, Army, and Lisa Murkowski, RAK. Senator James Lankford, ROK, also voted for it, even though the decisive 41st vote was cast by the man who pushed him into the disastrous negotiations, GOP leader Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY. Immediately after the defeat, Schumer called for a vote on a funding package for Ukraine's war with Russia. The package had been tied to the migration bill. Democrats had hoped the immigration bill would have given President Joe Biden cover in 2024 amid the chaos caused by his very unpopular easy migration rules. But the draft bill and Senate defeat do give them a substitute opportunity to blame the GOP for their pro-migration policies. Biden has said about making the case, The Washington Post said on February 7, adding, last week, he claimed the bill's passage would allow him to shut down the border right now. The implication would now seem to be that congressional Republicans are depriving him of that power. Yet the defeat on migration also leaves the Democrats scrambling for 2024 funds to conceal millions of the poor migrants they imported to cities around the United States. "We're out of space and we're out of money," Kayla Mamalak, a spokeswoman for New York City Mayor Eric Adams, told ProPublica. The article described one of the penniless migrants imported by Biden and his fellow Democrats. Venezuelan migrant Rogelio Ramon slept in 4 different houses of worship, scattered on the edges of the vast city. He says that because he now spends his days waiting to be told where he can sleep that night, looking for food and riding the train from one church to another, he hasn't had time to find work. "I can't get a job because I have to go to the place to find out where to sleep," Ramon said of his daily cycle. "You can't get out of it." The economic damage is being imposed by Democrats on Americans in New York, Chicago, Boston, Denver, and many smaller places, such as Whitewater, Wisconsin, and Rockland County, New York. Extraction migration. Since at least 1990, the federal government has relied on extraction migration to grow the economy after allowing investors to move the high-wage manufacturing sector to lower-wage countries. The migration policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries. The additional workers, consumers, and renters push up stock values by shrinking Americans' wages, subsidizing low-productivity companies, boosting rents, and spiking real estate prices. The economic policy has pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors, reduced native-born Americans' productivity and political clout, reduced high-tech innovation, crippled civic solidarity, and allow government officials and progressives to ignore the rising death rate of discarded Americans. The policy also sucks jobs and wealth from heartland states by subsidizing coastal investors and government agencies with a flood of low-wage workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The colonialism-like policy has also killed many thousands of migrants, including many on the taxpayer-funded jungle trail through the Darien Gap in Panama.